allowing relaxation of body. Recalling how supportive relaxation is for this very natural awareness, this natural capacity our minds have to be aware. It can at times be helpful to take some time to do this systematically. Just scanning through the body, checking in to areas of tension, and seeing if there can be a conscious relaxation. Head, face, neck and shoulders. Chest and upper back. Softening all those muscles around the rib cage. Arms and hands. Muscles across the stomach and abdomen, which sometimes we can almost hold subconsciously, but sometimes we can notice and relax that area. Maybe even letting that area of the belly hang forward a little bit. Relaxing the middle and lower back, hips, pelvis. Legs and feet. And maybe even more deeply inside the body. Maybe the inside of the throat can relax. Maybe the heart can relax. Maybe the stomach and the intestines can relax. Maybe too, the mind and relax. Maybe playing with dropping in those requests. See if there's a little more relaxation available. May the body relax. Just settle back and see if the mind and body know a little more relaxation than we have conscious access to. May the body relax. May the mind relax. As there is some level of relaxation, noticing awareness. Are you aware? Just that simple knowing is enough right now. Aware. Maybe there's a recognition or a sense that you're already aware. So it's not so much of a check as an acknowledgement. Already aware. What is obvious? Receiving. Receiving body sensation, sound. Feelings. You don't need to be in charge. Are you aware? What is obvious? Already aware. And what is already known? Our mental and physical system knows how to be aware, knows how to receive experience. Can we settle back and let our mind and body do their job? Do their own very natural work. Including a perspective of curiosity. What is this experience? What is this human experience? At times during our meditation, mindfulness ceases, stops arising. We often call this getting lost or wandering mind. And at some point, mindfulness will re-arise. Often, mindfulness gets lost when our mind picks up on a train of thought. And so we have a strong habit of not being mindful while thinking. When mindfulness returns, first, really helpful to notice that awareness is back. Aware again. And because we've often been in this thinking process when awareness has been lost, it can be useful to kind of open to how does having been lost affect the experience now? When the mind goes off into thinking, it's a powerful constructor of experience while we're not aware of it. And so in that return, becoming aware again, useful to kind of open to what's here now in this moment, having been lost or thinking in the moments before. It's almost like we wake up on a new planet. And so some curiosity. Aware again. And what planet has awareness come back to? Maybe it's the frustrated planet or the sad planet or the leaning into planet. Or maybe even more calm, more ease. So on that return, when mindfulness comes back, noticing that aware again, and then opening curious to what's the landscape like now? There's no particular experience you need to find. Just where is this mind now? And you're back in this simple practice, aware of what? And it can be useful being in this new planet, on this new landscape, to check the attitude when we return from wandering. How is it to be in this new place? And we can carry this skill of being aware of how thoughts affect the experience as we return from wandering right into our moment-to-moment experience, as there is thinking that's happening, which happens. We can be aware of it. And rather than attuning to the content so much, perhaps being a little more curious or interested in how this thinking affects the present moment experience. Relax. Remembering this practice simple, very simple. Recognizing awareness. Receiving experience, and curious about how that experience affects the mind. This is not so much a doing, trying to figure out anything, but more of a broadening, opening to experience that is already present, but may not be quite in our usual radar. Be open to seeing something you're not so familiar with. Our habit of mind to look for things, try to figure things out, find things, understand things, can be very strong. And so sometimes when we notice that, we may kind of try to stop searching or looking. But we can also just notice, oh, this is that habit of looking. This is that habit of searching. And see what happens as we recognize that planet. Instead of buying into the searching, just aware, oh, mind is searching right now. Remembering relaxation. Aware, already aware. Of what?